Yvette Yates is an El Paso actress doing big things in Hollywood. Most recently, she plays a role of Luz, your not-so-stereotypical housekeeper, in Paul Thomas Anderson's Inherent Vice, where she stars alongside Golden Globe nominee Joaquin Phoenix. Welcome to our show, Miss Yvette.
Oh, thank you for having me. It's such a pleasure to meet you over the phone.
Yes, it's great. And it's always great to hear of El Pasoans doing great things. I know you have strong ties to our community and that your parents still live here. Can you tell us a little bit about your connection to our lovely town?
Of course, yes. I mean, I try to go visit at least a few times a year if I can, you know, just to see my parents and the wonderful food and the people, which I love so much. And I grew up there between Juarez and El Paso, so definitely I feel like both cities, you know, feel very connected to the people and the communities, and that's why it's important for me to go back, and whether it's to talk at schools or events, and, you know, when I'm out here, you know, I've met a few people actually from El Paso, and every time I do, I'm like, oh, I'm so excited that they're out here and they're working just as hard, but my parents are still in El Paso, and they both work. My dad teaches at a community college doing mathematics. And then my mom, she is a paraprofessional with autistic children. And so, you know, they definitely, you know, are embedded into the whole educational system and the community. And I think that extends over to, you know, what I do as an actress. And having that always be also a backdrop of hopefully being involved in charities or organizations that promote education and, you know, Latinos and now it's the arts and the sciences, just everything. You know, I think it all matters.
Well, and it's important to note that being an actress isn't really what you wanted to do at first. It turns out you have a BS in physiological science from UCLA. How does that happen?
Oh, my goodness. I did want to be a doctor, and I do love the sciences. I mean, even to this day, I'm just in awe of just the discoveries and the constant work that there is. And you know, UCLA was a school that, you know, is held up obviously in very high regard with the sciences and engineering as well. And so, you know, I applied there, you know, I went there, and I just loved it all. But then there was just something, I just had to do something else. And I knew it was arts, I knew it was entertainment. But I myself wasn't sure, like, what it was just because I hadn't necessarily studied, you know, acting or anything in the industry.
And how did that conversation go with your parents when you go, Mom, Dad, I'm going to not be a doctor and pursue acting?
Oh, my gosh. It took me a few months. I'm not going to lie. I was like, Ikone, what am I going to say? I just graduated. I took the MCAT. I published and, you know, in the Journal of Molecular Immunology. And I just, you know, I talked to them. It took me a few months because I was like, how do I approach this? And so once I did, you know, I feel very grateful. They've always been very supportive. We're a really close family. And, of course, they were worried, you know, like the instability of it and just not knowing how it all works. And but, yeah, I just started kind of working through production and learning the behind the scenes, which I think is so important. That just kind of lays a foundation into understanding how it all works, the people. And I just fell in love with acting. Like once I saw, you know, other people doing it and being around it, I just gravitated towards it.
Well, and it seems like it's working out just fine. I mean, now you're in a film directed by a critically acclaimed director, Paul Thomas Anderson. He's known for his work, you know, Magnolia, There Will Be Blood. What's it like with working with someone of that caliber? And actors, you have quite the cast.
Oh my gosh, it's a slew of, yes, just amazing talent. And, you know, the first thing that comes to mind is that everyone is so welcoming on set. There's no egos aside. It's all about just kind of creating this world and losing yourself in it. And you approach it in so many different ways. At the end of the day, I didn't even know what was going to end up on screen. And I think that's the beauty of working with someone like Paul Thomas Anderson, that he allows that creativity just to kind of change. And he's not stuck to one idea. You know, he's more about, like, let's try it this way, and does that way work? And sometimes, you know, he would tell me something, or he'd tell Joaquin something different, and we both wouldn't expect, you know, what we were going to do. And it was just very, just a surreal experience.
And speaking of a surreal experience, I mean, Joaquin Phoenix, he's kind of an enigmatic person or character. Mm-hmm. What was working alongside him like?
He was so easygoing. You know, you see on the media, you see different things, you hear stories. And when I got on set, he was just so endearing and, you know, wanting to learn some Spanish words and so relaxed. And, you know, he is very much into all his characters. And I think that's what the audiences see on screen as well. You know, he's so attached and works so hard at what he does. But at the same time, you don't feel like this distance with another actor or something like that. It just kind of flows. And I can see now why, you know, when you're on set that it just, you kind of create this magic together.
Very cool. And I just saw recently the Golden Globes. Do you get to go to any of those parties or those award shows?
The after parties, it's so much fun to celebrate and just to be amongst, you know, other talent and, you know, executives and everyone kind of, you know, pursuing the same dream, really.
Now, Inherent Vice takes place in 1970s L.A. Can you give us a bit of the storyline without giving too much away?
Inherent Vice, it's based on Thomas Pynchon's 7th novel. You know, he has his own fans as well. And I read his book. Once I got the role, I ordered it because online I could only see the synopsis. So I got a little taste of it. And then once I read the book, I was just like, oh, my God, there's so many characters. I mean, even in the film, he just couldn't include all of them.
Speaking of your character, your character in particular, Luz, she's not your stereotypical housekeeper. Can you tell us more about her and what makes her tick?
The thing about Luz is that she's this fiery, independent soul. And when I went in to audition for the role, there was no book or anything like that. So I read up on the synopsis. I researched what was going on at that time with, you know, a Chicana woman, which is very different, I think, from all the other characters. You know, politics, hair, lifestyle. You know, and I think a Chicana at that time, you know, family wasn't very important, but there was this kind of change going on. And, you know, this self-discovery. And I think in the film, you see that she's not, you know, stuck in the house doing, like, you know, chores. And it's just more about herself, you know, taking care of herself, enjoying it, discovering what she loves. And in the book, actually, she's wearing a USC sweatshirt. And I took it like, you know, she's probably very smart. And she's just enjoying the moment. And I think in the film and the book, it's about not the end goal of the whole, you know, his whole journey of what he's trying to find, Joaquin Phoenix. It's those every moment, he, you know, with every character. I think you kind of have to just take in those moments. And I think he does a great job with that.
Luz, I know she had some interesting wardrobe choices. I mean, what's it like wearing hot pants and halter tops on the regular?
You know what? It was so much fun because obviously we don't do that on an everyday basis, and I think that's what I love about film too. But especially in this film, just the makeup and the hair too, it was amazing. And either, you know, learning techniques of how they used to do the makeup and the way they would just wear this big hair and kind of making the statement. And I love that. You know, unfortunately, I'm like, oh, I wish, you know, that we would still do that. But, you know, it kind of evolves, I think. But it was so much fun.
No, it's great to evolve. And you play the housekeeper to Eric Roberts, who plays Mickey Wolfman, and his wife, Sloane, played by Serena Scott-Thomas. What's the dynamic like between the three of you? Because, I mean, I hear there's some tension there or some...
Well, in the book and in the film, Mickey Wolfman is missing. From the start, you know, Joaquin Phoenix is looking for him because his ex-girlfriend who's seen him asked him for help. And so one of the places, you know, along his way to trying to figure out what's going on is he goes to Sloane's, you know, mansion. And you see this kind of tension between Luz and Sloane. And I personally feel it's because Luz, she's not necessarily there to clean up and make sure the food's ready and get the drink. So that's why I feel like when Sloane asks her to do that, she just kind of gives us a little attitude and a little passive aggressiveness. And she's also a lover of Mickey Wolfman. But it's almost like an understood situation. Not your normal, but yet normal for their world. And at the end, actually in the book, you don't see it in the film, but they kind of rekindle their relationship, Sloane and Luz, having this very odd dynamic where they're kind of close and then, you know, once Eric Roberts comes back to the picture, or Mickey Wolfman's character comes back to the picture in the book, then they kind of all just figure out where, you know, their places are. But it's a very interesting dynamic, very different.
We talk about the dynamics in the film, and congratulations on being a part of such a great cast. I mean, it's nice for us to have a hometown girl, you know, in such a nice production. And you know, I guess we have to know what's next for Yvette Yates.
I have actually in about 10 days, I leave to Park City. I have a film opening, having its world premiere, and it's called Bloodsucking Bastards. It's a comedy vampire film. It's very much in the vein of Shaun of the Dead meets Office Space.
Fun.
So it's a lot of fun, witty humor, a lot of one-liners, and yeah, a very different film, but just as much fun.
Well, thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us. My guest today has been Yvette Yates, who can be seen in the Paul Thomas Anderson film as Luce in Inherent Vice, currently playing in theaters. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Marina. Take care.